Any questions?
I'm told we're still in storage one in here?
No. You're missing four.
Oh, man, I don't know.
No issue. Where are you?
Here.
Where is here? And why are you here?
Why am I here? I wonder that. We are...
At least the general information. We are in the middle of fifth story. We are reviewing eight stories. You have to remember these eight stories consequently, because each time you want to think about the description of yourself as a... What is the label for Rumi?
I can't read.
What we call Rumi here in this class?
A master?
Master, okay. When and wherever in your life you want to go back and think what this master was seeing in me, what I cannot see in me and the master was seeing in me. This is something you need, which is the first thing for any action, any wise action is to know the subject, right? Here we are listening to a master's voice. What is he doing? He's describing the human being, not the way you describe it. Each of us has a description and a lot of intentions and a lot of show-offs and a lot of illusions about ourselves. When they ask you, who are you? What is your answer? You present a picture, you want the people to see you as that. Deep down in yourself, you think you are a little bit different. That's very private inside, right? The point is, you get it all wrong. Why? For two reasons. First reason, because you don't have the know-how. Do you have the specialty to understand the human being? This days we live in a space that we believe in this specialty. There are people specialized in knowing the different aspect of the human psyche, right? Are you one of those qualified, quote-unquote, which to me they are not qualified yet? They're advancing, they're learning, but they're not qualified yet. What about you? Are you qualified? Do you have a couple of PhDs in psychiatry and understanding the human nature and so on? So you are not qualified to begin with. Remember, the psychiatrists, they cannot analyze themselves. So the second reason is because you are you. You're in love with you, you're entangled with you, you cannot see yourself. You need to see yourself. How do you see yourself?
A mirror.
A mirror. This is the mirror of the soul. This is what he's describing there. Listen, this is what happens to everyone, including you, especially you, because here we are talking about you. We are not talking about quote-unquote human being. This is not it. In that silence, yes, they think about the human being. Even in non-scientific part of it, in medical part, they look at the machine, right? What about your soul? This master is looking at your soul, and I believe he described the basic of your mental activities in 8 stories, and he's going to give you some suggestion later. But first, it's important to understand what he says, because he himself, do you remember when I stopped here? It was the middle of a paragraph, not even the end of the paragraph. Remember? I stopped here to say, this is it. Because he himself said, I want to change my technique. So we are not going to talk about the past. For an enlightened Sufi, it's forbidden to look to the past. This is something which should be on the back of your mind always, because this is what you are. In 8 stories, the first story is you're in love with your brain, with your intelligence, whatever you have, you think you have in your head, right? And that stuff, first of all, is not yours. It's built by us. In different situations, you have another idea, another, even the function of your brain will change. If you were born in Japan, one half of your brain should be more active. Over there, when they say brain, you will not understand. You feel it. So it's not yours to begin with. And it doesn't care about you. It cares about the law we impose on it. The laws that every single day are proven not really correct, wrong. When we look at the past, the main thing we see is our mistakes. Collectively, we look back and we see a little mess we made. And personally, we look back and we see a lot of ignorance. So why do you love that? That intelligence of you will function only if it is given to your goldsmith. Give it to him. Let him take care of the business for the moment. Let's see the rest of you. There is the rest of you. You before being injected with culture. You, the bare land. Without the seed of the culture in you. That one of you. We were talking about that. That was the first story. Remember? You have to remember it. There is no way out. The way out is that book. I will not let you. I'll bring you back even in book 6. Years from now. Because then you will see the magic that, yes, the master will put everything up front. He knew what he was doing when he started this book, not when he finished it. This book didn't improve in me, didn't change in me, not even a bit. Because he knew right from the beginning. Why? Of course he's a genius. But is that why he knew it all? No. Honestly. He knew it all because the problem is very simple when you know it. Before knowing it is very complicated, when you know it is simple. It's as simple as this. You fell in love with your intelligence, and that's your problem, because your intelligence knows the rules, not the exception. And happiness is an exception. Second story said, look at your intelligence and the way you handle this universe. You handle it as you know it. But how do you know it? Very, very extremely superficial, like the parrot. Because you observe